I'm back. Guys, I have been so sick the past week. I'm like so grateful that I'm back and I'm better than ever. So this is how it started. I was like sick. I was like coughing. I was it was weird. I was like sneezing. I was coughing. I was like doing just normal things. Like you're just sick and that's it. And it's a little cold. Suddenly my throat was like the worst. Like coughing up. I really shouldn't be talking about this. It's just nasty. But it was a mess. It was a complete mess. So at the end I had bronchitis. And the bronchitis lasted literally a week. So I'm on, more than a week, because I'm on 10 days antibiotics, and today was the last day I had to take my antibiotics. I should celebrate. I'm happy. I'm feeling way better. I couldn't even talk. Like, I was saying words and nothing was coming out. I'm so happy I'm back. So, next let's talk about, or let's get right into it, and talk about the Super Bowl. Okay? I had a great Super Bowl. Usually I have it at my house. Usually I have like a huge party. I invite everybody. It's probably one of my biggest parties I have every year. But this year I did not have it. Instead we went to, you know, I switched it up this year, something I never do. And I went to, my brother's girlfriend's house and it was so much fun. I'm so happy we went and I just love them all. They're so just nice and they're great. I love them. And I was feeling so much better, but I couldn't sing. And they wanted me to sing the national anthem. And I'm like, I cannot sing. Like, are you crazy? I couldn't even talk for a week. So sorry I couldn't sing for you guys. If you guys are all listening, maybe next year. So yeah, but the national anthem was amazing. Gladys and I did it. I was forced to listen to Gladys Knight since I was a kid, so I know Gladys Knight. Amazing. Like, I've been listening to that. That's like, it's my top three. That's it. It's in my top three as the best Super Bowl national anthems ever. However, the game was horrible. The game was like it was lingering on. I barely even watched it. I never watch it. And the commercials were not good. Like, some of them were great, but most of them were like, whatever. Usually it's like so much fun. And I'm always like so excited to watch the commercials that I watch the game, because the games are sometimes actually really fun to watch. So the game was horrible. And it was horrible because I got boxes at work. Like, they do that box thing. Horrible numbers I thought would have been great were like the worst ever, and this was my first time doing it, so I don't think my ass is doing it next year because this was horrible. The halftime show. They tried. Maroon 5 really tried. It was cute. It was really cute to watch. Horrible. Honestly, it was probably worse than Justin Timberlake's Super Bowl halftime show. Absolutely horrible. It was just like, you know, being honored to do the Super Bowl, like, that's a major honor, you know? And to take it, here was my thing, okay? We have all these women that have done the Super Bowl halftime show. If they didn't do half of what they did, the world would have literally been on them and they would have crucified them and said, I can't believe that they didn't do more. And I feel like men are on such, they have such lower standards for men. And they're like, oh yeah, whatever. You could just be in a hoodie and walk around and just sing. And it's like, okay, but the women had to literally come from the ceiling. They had to literally, come out with 300 other people dancing. These women had to literally dance their soul away, okay, for you guys to say it was a good performance. So anyone that said it was a good performance, to me, I'm just like, blah, like, whatever. Like, it was horrible to me. Like, literally one of the worst I've ever seen. It was stupid. It was dumb. I don't know what other words to use. It was boring. I'm like watching. I'm like, ugh. Like, I love Maroon 5 songs. Like, my email used to be george.maroon5rocks at gmail.com. Like, I was a Maroon 5 fan. Like, I love them. But it was just, like, watching them. I'm like, very boring. Very boring. Like, they don't even have that kind of music, the Super Bowl music. You know, like, you can't, like, when you do the Super Bowl, it's supposed to be very extravagant. It's supposed to be, like, the biggest performance of your life, and it was horrible. So that's all I have to say about it. The ratings were probably down than the year before that. But yeah, my top three Super Bowl halftime performances will I don't know, now this is hard. So Bruno Mars, or no, I'm gonna say number three, Beyonce. Number two, Bruno Mars. Number one, Lady Gaga's halftime show. Those are my top three. They were the best I've ever seen in my life. They say Prince, they say Michael Jackson, they say Madonna. It was like, no, theirs weren't even half of as good as what those three did. Those three literally took that stage and commanded that we watch. It was amazing. So maybe next year's halftime show will be better, and maybe it'll be more exciting. I don't know. It was just horrible. So yeah. And during the Super Bowl, oh wait, was it the Super Bowl? Oh my God, maybe it wasn't. Oh yeah, okay, so here we, it was actually, no, so 21 Savage. We're just hopping into topics now. 21 Savage is being detained by ICE because I guess he's not a citizen here. He's actually from Great Britain or the UK. I don't know, I guess that's it. So anyway, he came here in 2005 with his mom, and I guess his visa was expired, like, once they came here, so he never changed it. So I don't even know if he knew, but the thing is like, if you're traveling around the world for tour and, like, shows and award shows, like, wouldn't they have stopped you already? Like, I don't understand that. So anyway, Demi Lovato, so there was already memes of 21 Savage, and Demi Lovato wrote, like, on Twitter, she was like, oh my God, the memes are so funny of 21 Savage, I could look at them all day. Anyway, people thought she was talking about how he was being detained by ICE and possibly being deported back to the UK. So everyone went off on her ass, and I felt really bad because, like, she didn't mean it like that. She meant, like, there were other memes already of him that were surfacing that day. And it was just so funny. Like, I mean, I felt bad because I love Demi, and they were just calling her horrible things and saying horrible things, especially about her addiction and you know, stuff like that. But which isn't good. But at the same time, it was just like, oh my gosh! Like, they thought one thing and it was another. So it was a complete mess. Next, we have Pink, who just received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And also Taraji P. Henson also got her Hollywood Walk of Fame, or her star. It's a great achievement to have. It's nice to be recognized like that. But guys, I went to LA and I went to Hollywood. The sidewalks are nasty, and the Hollywood Walk of Fame, that shit is so fucking gross. I don't think they've ever cleaned those streets in their life, or at least in my life. In my life, I don't think they've ever cleaned those streets. It was just gross. And it's so easy to, like, clean it, because it's not like it's concrete. It's like this certain material, and it's really cool. Like, the material of I'm calling it material, like, it's fabric. The concrete, I don't know, the texture, I guess, is, like, different than concrete. So you could go there with the mop and mop that shit up. And, because it's not like you could fall on it if it's, like, wet. But no, they don't. They don't do that. And it looks horrible. And I told my mom, when I was in Hollywood, I called up my mom and I said, listen, if I'm ever recognized and they want to give me a Hollywood Walk of Fame, I will accept it, but I need somebody to clean at least my star up at least once a week. Or I'm not doing it because it was just horrible. So, yeah, that's all I have to say. The Hollywood Walk of Fame, it's nice to have. It's nice to see. But once you see it, you're going to be like, what is this? Like, it's horrible. But good for them, Pink and Taraji. Good for you guys. You guys deserve, especially them. Like, they've been working their asses off in the industry of Hollywood forever now. And I'm surprised they didn't get it sooner. So, well deserved. Next, we have Andy Cohen, who had his baby. So, if everybody, I don't know if I talked about this because I was sick, but Andy had a baby shower, guys. It was the best baby shower I think I've ever seen in my life. I hope my baby shower is like that because it was freaking amazing. He had all the housewives of New Jersey, New York, Dallas, Atlanta, Potomac, like every single show, Housewife, Beverly Hills, like everybody was there. And it was so funny because Lisa Rinna was like, you fucking bitches better get off your chairs and you better dance for Andy. Oh my God, they went on tables. They were dancing. They were popping it and dropping it and locking it. And oh my gosh, it was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. And thank you so much to Kyle Richards, who Instagram live almost the entire thing, and she gave us a nice inside scoop of it all. And thank you to everyone who recorded Lisa Rinna jumping on that table, dancing, making everybody go on the tables. It was just beautiful. I will never see that again at a baby shower. Anyway, so Andy Cohen wrote, this is my son, Benjamin Allen Cohen. Isn't that a nice name? I love that. He's named after my grandfather, Ben Allen. I'm in love and speechless and eternally grateful for an incredible surrogate. And I'm a dad. Isn't that nice? That's great. So if you don't know who Andy Cohen is, he's the Bravo host. Like, he... And he's the TV producer of, like, almost all the Housewives shows. Like, he's famous because of that. And he's, like, in all the reunions. Like, if you watch a Housewives reunion, he's always there, like, you know, with the ladies. But yeah, that's great. So, in December, he announced that he was having this baby. And now it's... My God, what is it? My God, my... Oh, it's February. It's February. And wow, so I guess he's been keeping this a secret for a while, because it's, what, 9 months to have a baby? So, like, for seven, oh my God, for like 7 months, he's been keeping this a secret. I could never, I would have said it all. Horrible. So, yeah, listen, that is so good. I'm so happy for you, Andy. If you watch my show, thank you for watching. And, you know, I would love to have you on. We could always call. You could always call into my show. Just DM me on Twitter and you could come on the show and we could talk about your baby. And we could talk about some of the shows and yeah, all that. Okay, next let's talk about the Grammys. So the Grammys, it was just announced, so many performers. Like, they do this every year with all these performers, but this year there are so many performers. So, hold on, let me get it. So the previous announced performers, because they just announced performers yesterday. So the previous announced performers included Cardi B, Camila Cabello, Janelle Monáe. Ew. And more. Are you kidding me? I thought they were going to say it all. Okay, and also... Wait, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, so that. And then, also, they just announced that Lady Gaga, Mark Ronson, Dua Lipa, St. Vincent, Chloe and Halle, Travis Scott, Yolanda Adams, Fantasia, and Andra Day are all set to be on the stage this Sunday. So that's awesome. I love a show that has all the performers. And of course, if you watch a music awards show, you're hoping that there's performances. Of course, I'm excited for Gaga. She's going to probably do Shallow. And I'm hoping she does Always Remember Us This Way. Because that song is doing so well on the charts. And she's got to bump that up. Who else? Honestly, that's it. That's really all I'm excited for. Oh, and Camila Cabello. Love Camila. And Janelle Monáe. Her album was so good. Her last album. And it's actually up for Album of the Year. And it so deserves that Grammy. Because this album, I don't know if you guys listened to it. What is it called? Computer Distortion or something. I don't know. It is so good, this album. Every song is like a bop. Every song I'm just like bumping. It's like, like, give it to me, y'all. I love it. So yeah, Gaga's nominated for 5 awards that night. Almost all for Shallow, just one for another song. And yeah. Oh, here's another thing. I don't get this. I really don't get it. So Jennifer Lopez is Jennifer Lopez will give a Motown tribute at this year's ceremony. Okay, Jennifer Lopez is going to give a Motown tribute. A Motown tribute. Okay? Think about that. Let that process in your mind. A Motown tribute on Black History Month. Just think about it, okay? I have one thing to say. Who asked J-Lo? Who said, oh my gosh, this is a great idea. Let's ask J-Lo. Not me. Not me. So anyway, the Grammys are this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I think Pacific, what's the other one? West Coast? Shoot. I don't know West Coast. Oh my gosh, I'm a complete mess. I don't know. I think it's like 4 p.m. I think it's like 4 p.m. No, 5:30. I don't know, something like that. But I do know Pacific or Central. I do know Central time is at 7 p.m. I do know that. So yeah. I'm excited. I love the Grammy. I love watching award shows. So that next Wednesday, I will then be talking about the winners, and I'll have Stephanie on, and you know, we'll be going through all that and talking about it and who was snubbed and who was blah blah blah. Talking about blah 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 and snubbed. So Bradley Cooper was snubbed for Best Director at the Oscars. And now he's, like, crying about it, and I'm, like, not loving that. Like, he's, like, crying about it, saying that he was so upset, and he's, like, devastated. And I'm, like, listen, I know you deserve that, I do. I'm one of the people that were devastated that someone would do that to you. But at the same time, it's, like, you shouldn't go out saying that you were devastated, and you're disgusted, and you're about to cry. Like, relax, okay? You guys are nominated for 8 different awards. That's amazing. That's like the most out of anybody. So, I don't know, whatever. Just like, don't cry, okay? I'm there for you. If you want to donate the Oscar, you could donate it to me. I live at place. So, you know, whatever. It's just like, seriously, it's just like, have fun. The movie did amazing, $413 million, gee bless, God. Okay, guys, listen, this is it for the day. I'm done with this podcast. It's over today. I'm so happy you guys listened. I really am. I can't wait for Friday. I really can't. Thursday is like my favorite day because Friday is the day after and it's like a blessing. And then you have the weekend and... And then it's back to the podcast on the next Thursday. So thanks everyone so much for watching. I will see you next week. I always do this, guys. I say see you. I will see you because I'm so used to doing YouTube videos. I will be talking to you next week, okay? I'll talk to you next week. All right. Have a great day. Have a good weekend. Do something. This weekend I'm going, I'm going snow tubing. Okay, so wish me luck. I don't know how that's going to go. I hope I don't flatten out the tubes. I'm so nervous. All right. Have a good weekend. Have a good day. Have a good Thursday and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All right. No, really. Okay. Goodbye. Have a good weekend. I'll see you next week. I'll see you next week. Here I go with the see you. All right. I'll talk to you next week. All right. Goodbye.